This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India is witnessing an unprecedented phase of certainty amidst great global uncertainty. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the two-day vibrant Gujarat regional conference for the Kutch and Saurashtra regions in Rajkot. He said India is moving rapidly to become a developed nation with reforms playing a crucial role in achieving this objective. The Prime Minister urged industry leaders to invest in India and the Saurashtra Kutch region, saying this is the right time for investment.
भारत में न्यू मिडिल क्लास का दायरा बढ़ रहा है, उनकी परचेजिंग पावर बढ़ रही है और इन फैक्टर्स ने भारत को असीम संभावनाओं का देश बना दिया है। देश और दुनिया के हर निवेशक के पास इन संभावनाओं का लाभ उठाने का यही समय है, सही समय है और वाइब्रेंट गुजरात रीजनल समिट भी आप सभी इन्वेस्टर्स को यही संदेश दे रही है, सौराष्ट्र कच्छ में निवेश का यही समय है, सही समय है.
Highlighting the region's transformation, Mr. Modi said the Morbi Jamnagar Rajkot Industrial Belt has earned the nickname Mini Japan due to its scale, skills and global linkages. He also pointed to major investment opportunities in port-led development, fisheries and the infrastructure. He said India is on track to become the world's third largest economy, supported by industry-ready workforce and next-generation reforms in sectors such as GST, IT, insurance, labour and nuclear energy. On the occasion, the Prime Minister virtually launched 13 greenfield smart industrial estates across 7 districts of Saurashtra and inaugurated a specialised medical device park in Rajkot. Prominent industry leaders including Mukesh Ambani, Karan Adani, B.K. Goenka participated in the inaugural ceremony. Earlier, on the second day of his visit to Gujarat, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the vibrant Gujarat Trade Exhibition in Rajkot. Spanning across an expansive 18,000 square meters, this grand exhibition is a vibrant showcase of development and innovation. In the morning, Prime Minister Modi took part in the historic Somnath Swabhiman Parv, celebrating the enduring spirit with Somnath Temple at the coastal town of Prabhaspatan in Gir Somnath district. Addressing a massive gathering on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi called upon citizens to stay united and defeat all forces conspiring to divide the country. He urged countrymen to move forward together, shoulder to shoulder, for the cause of Viksit Bharat, while remaining deeply connected to the nation's past.
वो ताकतें मौजूद हैं, पूरी तरह सक्रिय हैं, जिन्होंने सोमनाथ पुनर्निर्माण का विरोध किया, और इसलिए हमें ज्यादा सावधान रहना है, हमें खुद को शक्तिशाली बनाना है, एकजुट रहना है, ऐसी हर ताकत को हराना है जो हमें बांटने की साजिश से रत रही है.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said the Narendra Modi government envisions India as a confident, ambitious and self-reliant nation, stressing that every state must realize its full potential to achieve this goal. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating the New India, New Kerala conclave in Thiruvananthapuram. Mr. Shah praised Kerala's performances in sectors such as Ayurveda, information technology, tourism and sports. He, however, added that the state needs fresh leadership under the BJP-led NDA to overcome what he described as a political stagnation caused by the LDF and the UDF governments. He also demanded that the investigation into the Shabarimala gold theft case be handed over to a neutral agency and accused both the fronts of shielding each other in corruption cases. In Jammu and Kashmir, the historic Mughal Road, an alternate national highway linking the twin border districts of Rajouri and Poonch in the Jammu division with Shopian in the Kashmir Valley, was reopened to vehicular traffic today. The road was closed for the past 7 days due to adverse weather and road clearances operations. Senior Superintendent of Traffic Mughal Road, Anil Kumar, confirmed the reopening, stating that the traffic had been suspended as a precautionary measure following snowfall and slippery conditions, especially near the Peer Ki Gali. An immense cricket chasing a target of 301 runs set by New Zealand hosts India were 10 for no loss in 3.1 overs in the first ODI of the three-match series at Vadodara in Gujarat when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, the visitors posted 300 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. For New Zealand, Darrell Mitchell with 84 runs were the highest scorer, while Henry Nichols contributed 62 runs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.